cloud of dust, the hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger.
Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Oh, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver! Away!
The melting snow brought floodwaters that damaged innumerable homes in the neighborhood of the army garrison at Painted Rock. The homes could be repaired, but the food that was swept away from storehouses and barns was gone forever. Famine threatened until the government sent aid and put the distribution of food in the hands of the army. Detachments went into each community to issue certificates which could be exchanged for food.
There's your ticket, Martin. Take it to the garrison and get your rations.
But what does this number mean, Captain?
It means that you wait your turn. There's 220 people ahead of you. Who's next?
220. Thanks a lot. We'll be lucky if
that's where I apply for food.
Your name, please?
Lige Doolittle. I got a wife and three kids. Lost all we had in the flood.
That's how it was at a number of communities near the army post. Then men on horseback or in wagons came from all sides to exchange their ration certificates for food at the army warehouse. Quint Loomis had an idea. He also had a friend at the garrison. He went to Lieutenant Norton with his idea.
And the best of it is, there'll be no risk.
Oh, I don't know about that, Quint.
It didn't used to be so particular. There was money in it. I take all the chances, Norton. All you do is see that I'm supplied a certificate.
But if I never found out...
You won't be. We'll get rich. Tell you, the people are scared. They'll pay any price to get extra food. They're scared of starving.
No one will starve. Captain Blake is away right now, arranging for more food to see through the emergency.
What's that? You say the captain's away?
Yes.
And you're in charge of things.
That's right.
And we got a perfect setup. Even better than I figured.
I might try it out while the captain's away.
Now you're talking sense. Listen to me. I'll give you the details.
The next day found Squint waiting beside the muddy trail a short distance from the garrison. He stopped a man on the way to get food.
This here certificate's number 220.
Yes, I know it is.
In the 3rd District. You may have to wait all day for your turn to get food.
It's as bad as that, huh?
You'll be lucky if there's any grub left by the time your turn comes.
Oh, golly.
Now look, mister. I'm a man that's in trouble. I've got sick kids at home, and I need cash for medicine. I need cash a lot more than I need food. Now, I got a certificate with a low number.
You mean you'd sell it to me?
That's what I was getting at.
Quint made one deal after another. Then an Indian came along the trail. It was Tonto, a friend of the Lone Ranger.
Bring up there a minute.
Hold up. What matter?
Look here, Indian. If you're going for food, you'll have to wait a mighty long time. There's a lot of people ahead of you.
Me not get food.
You mean you got no certificate?
That's right.
Well, look, I got a certificate. My kids are sick, and I got to buy medicine. I need that more than I do food. I'll sell you this certificate, and you can have the food that I'm supposed to get.
Me not want it.
You don't want this certificate?
Me not need it.
And why are you heading toward the garrison?
Me change trail. Me go on back.
Huh?
Get him up, scout.
Tonto hit the back trail at a fast pace to join the Lone Ranger in a secluded camp and tell what he had seen.
Get him up, scout.
Tonto, are you sure?
You see same people come away from garrison with food.
They actually got food with the certificate they bought from that man?
That's right.
And there's something going on at the garrison that needs investigating. We'll go there.
It's a long way.
Yes, I know.
Maybe we not get there till after sunset. Warehouse closed at sunset.
And the sooner we get started, the better. Give me a hand with the saddle.
The warehouse had closed for the day, and Lieutenant Norton sat alone in the office. A rap sounded on the door.
Come in.
Hi, Lieutenant.
Come in and close the door.
I hope I find you alone. Everything went pretty slick, huh?
I guess so.
I've got your share of the cash right here.
Is this 50-50 split?
Yeah. And it's the easiest cash you ever made.
Well, I don't know how long we can work it. I had word that the captain is on the way back here.
Yeah?
He's found a supply of food.
And we'd better get all we can while there's a chance.
All right. But I don't want any slip-ups.
There won't be. If you handle things right. There's a gent on the way here right now that'll take some handling.
Who's that?
Name's Jackson. He's come here to see you about a wagon load of food for the people of Green Valley. I made a mistake in talking to him.
What kind of a mistake? What do you mean, Squint?
That's probably him right now. I'll wait in the next room while you see him.
Wait,
what he's got to say, and we'll see what's got to be done.
Come in.
You the man in charge?
Yes.
And you're the one I got to see.
My name is Jackson. I'm from Green Valley. We're up against it over there and need food real bad.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Jackson, but Green Valley is out of our jurisdiction.
But we need food.
The people around here need food, too. We're trying to make what we have go as far as possible.
Well, hold on, Lieutenant. I was met on the way here. A squint-eyed gent told me that he could fix it so a whole wagon load of food could be sent to my folks.
Your folks?
The Green Valley people. I'm mayor of the town.
This
gent said it was a case of paying $500 and we'd get food.
I don't know anything about that.
No? I think you do.
How do you mean?
Lieutenant, I am no fool. It happens that I recognize Squint as a crook from way back. I know enough to throw him in jail.
What about it?
Think it over. Your captain will soon be here. If I drag Squint before him, I think Squint would squeal on you before he'd let me bring up some charges that would jail him for life. We folks over in the valley will be watching for food. Good day.
Squint! Squint, come here!
I heard what he said. I don't know what he's got on me, but he must have something.
Did he put you in jail?
I'm afraid so, Norton.
Squint, there's just one thing to do. If Jackson has something that'll jail you, you've got to silence him for keeps.
Oh. I see.
You'd better get after him. There'll be plenty of places between here and Green Valley where you can get him.
I never liked murder.
This isn't a matter of what you like. Job that has to be done. Now get out of here and do it.
Jackson had gone but a short distance from the garrison when he saw a masked man and an Indian coming toward him. He saw the two rein up on the trail ahead. The mayor of Green Valley continued until he was close to the masked man. Then he reined up.
Whoa, steady, boy. Masked, huh? I didn't expect to get it this way. I thought there'd be a shot from ambush.
Oh, what do you mean?
What's your connection with Squint and that crooked lieutenant? You might at least satisfy my curiosity before you kill me.
Who said anything about killing you? Who are you?
Name is Jackson. I'm the mayor of Green Valley.
And who is Squint?
You know who I'm talking about.
But I don't.
I'm talking about the crook that tried to make me pay to get food sent to the starving folks in my town.
Akimasabi. Feller named me on trail got Squint Eye.
I see.
You mean to say that you're not here to kill me?
By no means.
But that mask. Why did you stop me?
Well, you came from the garrison. I thought you might know something about the food situation.
I do, and it's a crooked deal. It's a fine thing when the army is in cahoots with a crook like Squint.
What do you mean by the army?
Well, at least Lieutenant Norton is the one.
Well, don't judge the army by one man.
I'll bet my last dime he's dealing crooked with the food.
It's your army and mine. If something's wrong, let's see what we can do to correct it.
Bad chance I'd have against an officer.
You'll need airtight proof before you make charges. Let's see if we can't get that proof. I'm going back to Green Valley with you. Otto, keep an eye on our back trail.
He watches.
Come, Jackson. One silver. Get him.
The Lone Ranger won Jackson's confidence long before he reached Green Valley. Then the masked man and the mayor made careful plans. It was late the following afternoon when Squint once more called on Lieutenant Norton at the garrison.
Where have you been all day?
I had to follow Jackson all the way to Green Valley.
Did you get him, Squint?
No. Well, you hear what happened.
Is he still alive?
Yeah. Here's a little present from him. $250 in folding cash. That's your share of what I got from Jackson.
What?
I followed him when he left here yesterday. Before I got a chance to shoot him without the shot being heard, he was met by a masked man, an Indian. I didn't want to shoot while they were with Jackson. They'd have shot back at me. So I followed him. It was dark when they got to Green Valley. I waited outside of town, figuring to go in when I was sure Jackson would be in bed. And I could shoot him and clear out.
Well?
After an hour or so, I heard a horse approaching in the darkness. When it got close, I saw that the man in the saddle was Jackson. Stepped off the trail and stopped him. Norton, you never saw a man so changed.
Changed?
Said the people in the valley just had to have food no matter what it cost. He gave me the $500. And there's your share.
Oh, you fool! Jackson doesn't get food after paying $500 to you. He'll come here and raise an awful howl.
Let him howl. What can he prove? You just say you don't know a thing about it, and me, I'll get out of sight. How can Jackson prove you split the cash with me?
Maybe you're right at that.
Sure I'm right. What's more, I don't think he'll dare say very much. He had no business trying to get food by paying a bribe.
Yeah, that's so. Why, he's in the wrong as much as anyone. you're all right, Squint. You're all right.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. Lone Ranger and Tonto were not far from the garrison when Squint finished his meeting with Lieutenant Norton. They waited off the trail until the schemer drew near. Then...
Now we'll get him, Tonto. Rein up!
Hey, what?
Grab the reins, Tonto.
Me got him.
Now, say here.
This will hold you.
Take that rope off.
A little tighter to make sure of you.
Wait, hold on.
Now dismount or I'll pull you out of the saddle.
All right, give me a chance. I'm getting off. What is this? Hold up.
I'll take that gun. Search him, Tonto.
You, that mask. You're the one...
Yes, I'm the one you saw at Jackson.
Here. Your wallet.
Thanks.
That's my wallet.
Open it up, Tonto. Quite a bit of folding money there, Squint. Look it over, Tonto. See how much of it is marked with Jackson's initials.
Me count it. Jackson's initials? What do you mean?
Jackson paid you $500, Squint. Each of the bills had his initials written in the corner.
They're $250 here.
I see. Where's the rest of the money, Squint?
What business is it of yours?
I'm making it my business. You split with Norton, didn't you?
I'm not talking.
Doesn't matter. You and Norton had a pretty good thing lined up. Too bad Captain Blake has found food enough to relieve the shortage. You might have gotten rich.
What's that about Captain Blake?
Captain Blake is on the way with a substantial supply of food.
How do you know?
The Indians around here know everything. Tonto has a number of friends among them. Well, here's your money. I'll put it back in the pocket it came from.
I can't figure you out.
Tie him up, Tonto, so we can take the lariat off.
Me fix him. What are you going to do with me?
We're just going to keep you out of any further mischief. That's all. While you're doing that, Tonto, I'll go over to the horses and get ready to call on Lieutenant Norton.
Why are you going to call on him?
That, Squint, the question I'm not going to answer.
The masked man stepped into the growth of trees that shielded Scout and Silver. A few moments later, it was a man of vastly different appearance who returned to Tonto and Squint, leading a horse.
I couldn't call on the lieutenant wearing a mask, could I, Squint? Silly big fella. I'll join you after I've seen Norton. Come on, Silver! You're Lieutenant Norton?
I am.
Captain Blake has made arrangements for a good supply of food.
He has?
He's on the way back with the wagons filled. You're to ride west and meet him.
Why am I?
Lieutenant, I didn't ask the captain why. But if you start this evening, you'll probably meet him soon after daybreak. He'll be a few miles beyond Green Valley.
But he left me in charge of distribution here. I don't see why he'd order me to leave here to meet him.
Shall I ride in your place and tell him that?
No. No, of course not. I'll place another officer in charge and start as soon as possible.
Whoa, Silver,
You're not gone alone, Silver.
Let me come up. No, Tonto. I didn't have much to say to Lieutenant Norton. Did you have any trouble getting our prisoners to come here to the camp?
No, me not have trouble.
I wish I knew what you was up to.
Do you, Squint?
Why don't you let me in on the game? Maybe I could work with you.
Would you like to work with us?
Yeah, sure thing.
Very well, Squint. You can help us.
Good, that's great. Here, Injun, cut this rope off my hands.
Well, that won't be necessary.
But you said that
you can help us with your hands tied. As a matter of fact, we captured you because of the help you'll give us.
Well, what's
that? Now be quiet. Otto, I hope your Indian friend gave us a reliable report.
Well, him say Captain Blake on way of wagon.
We're counting on that report.
A Chief Red Crow say Captain Blake come. It true.
You better start right now and tell Red Crow we need his help. Stay right with him all the time.
Tonto do it.
And I'll meet you in Green Valley.
Green Valley?
Yes, that's where I'm taking you. You're not going to like it.
In Information that the Lone Ranger and Tonto had secured from friendly Indians proved accurate. A wagon train loaded with food was moving toward the town of Green Valley and the garrison far beyond. Captain Blake and a small group of troopers had broken camp at dawn in the hope of reaching the garrison by sundown.
You think we'll make it, Newton?
I'm sure of it, Captain Blake. We just passed the Three Pines. A few minutes, we're past the cutoff that leads to Green Valley, and from there, just about 10 hours to Fort.
Good.
Too bad we can't leave one of the wagons for the Green Valley people. Understand they've been hit hard, too.
Well, if we have enough to relieve the emergency in our own territory, we'll help Green Valley.
Was you going to say something else, sir?
That horseman coming toward us. Isn't he in uniform?
Yeah, so he is.
That's odd. What's he doing this far from the garrison?
Looks like he's riding to beat us. He's waving.
Yes.
Riding pretty hard, too.
Why, it's Norton, Lieutenant Norton.
So it is.
I left him in command of the garrison. Signal for a halt.
Go there. Oh. Pass forward.
I wonder if something's happened.
Come on, I wonder.
Well, we'll soon know. Lieutenant Norton.
Captain Blake, sir. I received your message. I came as soon as possible.
What are you talking about, Lieutenant?
Well, a message you sent.
I sent no message.
You didn't?
No.
But didn't you send a scout with orders for me to leave the garrison and come to meet you?
Of course not. I left you in charge of the garrison with food distribution.
Well, that's funny. This man brought me word
Agent.
That you...
Huh?
Look, over yonder, over 100 of them coming this way on the warpath.
Great Scott, look at them come.
That number is 15 or 20 to 1.
Do we put the wagons in a circle to fight?
No, this isn't the time for a heroic stand. The food must be safe. Men, turn your wagons toward Green Valley. We'll make a run for it. We'll make a stand there where we'll have men to fight on our side. Break order and do your best.
Oh, get up, boys.
The wagon drivers broke file and lashed their horses to top speed toward Green Valley. Captain Blake, Norton, and several others held a position in the rear, ready to open fire when the Indians came close.
The food is what counts. It must be saved.
Those ornery redskins.
The Indians seemed to be riding hard, but they didn't cut down the distance. They remained in sight, but out of gun range. Red Crow rode in the lead with Tonto at his side.
We're holding our own.
Well, if we can do that, the Green Valley will have help in fighting them.
Clattering wagons and thundering hoofs approached the town. Jackson saw them coming with Indians in the rear. He shouted a warning. Half a hundred men with rifles raced up to meet the troopers with the precious food. But then the Indians turned tail.
There they go! They're giving up!
Look at them run!
They're scared to come on!
Look at them travel!
Troopers! Fall out to check your equipment. What are your horses? My name is Blake.
I'm glad to know you, Captain. I'm Jackson, the mayor of Green Valley.
I was confident I could count on aid from you and your people. You didn't disappoint me.
As soon as we saw what was happening, we realized it was a case of fight and we'd lose all these wagons full of food. Now, which one is for us?
Well, I'm sorry, Jackson. Your community is out of my territory. I can't leave any of this food here.
What's that?
I'm hoping we'll have surplus. If so, I'll send it here.
Now, hold on. Hey, you, Lieutenant Norton. Don't walk off. Come over here.
How do you know Lieutenant Norton?
How do I know him? I called on him at the garrison. Isn't that so, Lieutenant?
Yes. Yes, that's right.
I told him we had to have food. Fact is, I paid for the food.
Paid for it? What do you mean? No one has to pay for this food. It's Army emergency ration.
He didn't pay for it.
Hold on, Norton. Don't come that story. I told you yesterday that your pal told me I'd get food for $500.
Norton, is that true?
No.
It is true. I just scrimped the cash this morning.
That's a lie.
Don't you call me a liar.
One moment.
Captain
Blake. I want the truth, Norton.
I don't know what he's talking about. If he gave cash to someone, it's no affair of mine. I didn't see any of that cash. He's making up a story in the hope of getting food.
Why, you...
If you're telling the truth, Jackson, why don't you produce the man you paid that cash to?
That's what you want? I'll accommodate you.
Go on, Squint. That's your cue.
Gosh, me. He's masked.
What does this mean? Jackson, who is that masked man?
Jackson can't tell you that, Captain Blake. It really doesn't matter. Squint here is the man you want.
There's a buzzard that took $500 in cash from me.
Can you identify the money, Jackson?
I sure can. I put my initials on every bill.
Captain Blake, you'll find $250 in marked money in that pocket right there.
If I wasn't tied up,
Eddie, I'd... there. There you are. As for the other $250, where is it, Squint?
I...
Well, answer the question.
I can't answer. I can't. I'll be killed.
Oh, you won't?
I will. He's got a gun in his hand.
Lieutenant Norton, Are you willing to submit to a search?
Well, I...
Close to your gun, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir.
Have you marked money in your pocket?
I... Oh, you needn't search me, sir. I'm guilty.
I'm sorry.
I'll not try to give you an explanation, Captain. It was Squint's idea, but... Well, I should have known better.
That attitude is best. Your gun.
Yes, sir.
Wouldn't it be a good idea to return the money you took from others?
I'll do it. I'll make a clean breast of it all.
Jackson, it's you that set the trap for us. You did it. I should have shot you when I had the chance.
Don't make me laugh, Squint. You never had the chance. The masked man planned every move, including the Indian attack that drove the wagons here with Captain Blake.
Now I know where I heard that voice. You. You're the one that told me Captain Blake wanted to meet me.
I didn't say that, Norton. I told you to go and meet the captain. You merely assumed that the message came from him. I wanted you here for the showdown. I hoped you'd have the marked bills with you.
Well, say, what about those Indians? Weren't they really out to get us?
No, Captain. They're friendly. In fact, my best friend was with them. He'll be waiting for me.
Easy, big fella. Come on, Silver!
Wait!
No use calling him back, Captain.
Well, Jackson, thanks for helping expose these two. They should be dealt with.
About the food.
You'll get food. My word on it.
He said you'd probably feel that way.
He?
Yeah, the masked man. The Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.